How are all you guys this morning?
Good.
Everybody good? Did you listen to the lesson that Mr. DeHaven read just a moment ago from the gospel? You guys have heard this before, I'm sure, in your Sunday school classes about the centurion's servant that was sick. Have any of you ever had somebody in your family or maybe yourself, maybe a friend who was sick out of school and maybe there was something fairly seriously wrong with them and you were concerned with them and maybe you prayed for them? That ever happened to you? It's happened to me a few times. Of course, I'm a lot older than you, probably more times. But you see that the centurion didn't feel that he could approach Jesus because Jesus was holy. He knew this. You know, he possessed saving faith. And he wanted his servant that served him and his household to be made well because he cared about him. He wasn't just a servant. So he had the love of God in him, but this was because of something even bigger than that. It was because of, what do we say in the church is the main thing in the church? Faith. Centurion had faith. Okay, he says to Jesus, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. You shouldn't become ceremonially unclean. You shouldn't come under the roof of a Gentile person. And we learn from this that when you tell Jesus that you're not worthy to have him, that's when he comes in to you. You know, he comes in and gives his presence to you, in yourself, in your family, in your church. When you say that you see that because you're a sinner, like he was a sinner, and the man who was sick was a sinner, and all the people around him was a sinner. You know, Jesus didn't go to him because the people told him that, you know, he built our synagogue, he's a great guy, you know, you should help him. He went because of the faith that God the Father had given the centurion. You notice what Jesus says. What does he say? The highest thing that he can say about anybody. You know, well done, good and faithful servant. But he says about the centurion, what does he say? He has greater faith than anybody that he's encountered. You know, Jesus is surprised. Jesus is not often surprised. You know, he knows what's going on. He knows what we think, knows how we feel, knows what level of faith we have. He sees in the centurion, like he later does in the lady from Syrophoenicia, you know, with her demon-possessed daughter, that she has faith. So we see the preeminence, you know, the high importance of faith in the church. And this guy has faith in Jesus. And that's why we all come to church, is to have the kind of faith that the centurion and the Syrophoenician woman and the apostles later have in Jesus. Okay. Hope you guys read this tonight. You know, if you take your bulletins home, read the thing again. And see what saving faith is, and if you want to say, you know, how much good it does us that Jesus helps us this way, you know, with people who are sick, with people who are troubled, with the troubles that we have in life. Thank you.